All right, Jerry Krasnick joins us of ESPN. Jerry, how are you?
Hey, Jerry.
Good, Marty. How are you?
Good. You're on with Patrick and myself here from the Public House. We just talked a little bit about the movie, and I know you're at a ball game, and we could talk baseball with you all day long, but you wrote a great article this week about the million-dollar arm. What interested you in the movie, and how did your article come about?
Well, I was interested in it in part because it's a great baseball story. As it so happens, my coworker Jason Stark and a bunch of other sports writers got cameo roles in this thing. They're the guys leaning behind the cage at the strip mall watching the two kids in their tryouts. So that was sort of fun to see that take place. But so I wound up writing a story. You know, we did a piece, several pieces this week, and I did a story talking to the two kids, Rinku Singh and Dinesh Patel, and I was really sort of interested in what happened to them after, because, you know, when they get signed, obviously, that's a huge moment, but a lot has to go on after that, and they have to try to get into professional baseball and make their way, and it wasn't as easy as people would think, and obviously it would have been a better story, guys, if they had gotten to the big league. That hasn't happened yet, but still doesn't take away from the sort of just the interesting angle of going over to a nation like India with 1.2 billion people and trying to find two kids who can throw a baseball and turn them into professionals.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing story. Maybe it's a Disney story, but it's actually, as Pat said, reality that it actually happened. And you know, I could see why baseball would be interested in it. I mean, there's a billion pirate hats to be sold over there. And, you know, you start mentioning money to, you know, Bud Selig and his eyes light up.
Sure.
Well, it's been pretty good. I think they've turned baseball into, what, an $8.5 billion industry. And as you saw this week, he's retiring, and his successor's going to have to try to continue that. But, look, a big part of it, what baseball's into now is trying to expand. That's why they have the World Baseball Classic, and this is why they have season openers in Australia and Japan. They're trying to make it into more than just an American game. And obviously, if you could make inroads in places like India and China, that would be a completely new frontier.
Well, one person who's not going to succeed Bud Selig is Tony La Russa. What do you think of that news today that he's going to head up the Diamondbacks?
Yeah, I was saying, I think if anybody, what was the term?
Baseball officer or something?
Chief of baseball?
Yeah, chief baseball officer.
That's right.
If anybody was ever suited for that title, it's probably Tony La Russa. Look, I think it's a bold move, and it certainly gives them a real shot of credibility. I love Kevin Towers. Everybody likes him, and you know, Kirk Gibson as well, but things haven't gone well there, and I think they needed a fresh voice, and you're talking about a real voice of authority and a guy who knows how to build winners. I think the interesting thing is going to be, you know, how does Tony La Russa fit into the hierarchy? Is he going to be calling the shots, or is Kevin going to be calling the shots with Tony's approval, or how's that going to work? And we'll see how they all get along.
How about Kirk Gibson? How do you think he'll get along?
Oof.
Yeah, well, look, I think anytime you have high expectations and your team has played as badly as they have, I don't know that anybody can feel real safe. Obviously, bringing in Tony La Russa wasn't a huge vote of confidence in those guys. But, you know, to their credit, maybe they're trying to fix it without getting rid of Kevin and Kirk Gibson, and, you know, hoping they can turn it around with Tony La Russa. But they have some work to do. They're certainly not off to the kind of start that they had hope for this season.
No, another story of the National League West. You got the L.A. story, and this one, of course, what's happening up here with the success of the Giants. Jerry Krasnick joins us of ESPN.com. Jerry, fill us in on what happened to the young men. The movie kind of leaves it off that they are signed and moving on, but there is a story that I was interested in, and I appreciated your article. What happened to these two guys?
Well, one of the kids, Dinesh Patel, who was the right-handed pitcher, he didn't last very long. He threw in the mid-80s. If you're a right-handed pitcher who throws in the mid-80s, you better be loading it up to probably get by. He only got up to, like, low A ball, and they just decided, look, it's not going to happen. So they released him. He went home to India, and he works with kids, teaches baseball to kids over in India, went back to college, got his degree. So this really changed his life. You know, these guys were sheltered kids, and got to see the world and really, you know, broaden his frontiers. The other kid, Rinku Singh, is still in the Pirates organization. He's a left-hander, and they liked him. I mean, he made some strides, but he had Tommy John surgery, I think it was a year ago. So I guess that's right in keeping with the modern trend, right? He had TJ, and he hasn't come back from that yet. He's going to try to come back next season, but he's 25 years old, and he's in Class A ball, so I don't think he's going to make the majors. But he's hung around, you know, so the two of them, one went back to India, and the other one's still pitching in the Pirates organization.
Yeah, Jerry, just curious if India's seen any spike in baseball interest since this has all gone down.
Well, I think if one of these guys had gotten to the big leagues, it would have been huge. You know, to follow them in Class A ball, it just hasn't gotten enough of a bump, you know, initially. The one thing from talking to people is when you think about this guy, it's very difficult to get a kid who's 19 years old who's never played baseball and have him get to the majors. You know, but what you want to do is try to get interest in the next generation so the kids start to play when they're 8 or 9 or 10, and then maybe you'll start to find some guys.
Okay.
And that's what they're trying to do in China as well. But, you know, I think there's probably a bump in baseball, but if one of these guys or somebody could get to the majors, I think they would go wild over there. And Marty said they'd sell a billion Pirates caps. It would be tremendous.
Hey, I know you're at a game tonight. Which game are you seeing tonight? And just a couple of thoughts on the teams you're watching.
I'm at the Reds-Phillies game, and the Reds are pretty banged up. They have Jay Bruce out, just had a knee surgery, and Joey Votto's not playing. They're debating now whether to put him on the DL or not. So the Reds aren't in the best condition, and the Phillies are healthy. They just can't hit. you know, but then again, I guess if you guys look around baseball, you're seeing a lot of shutouts and 2-1 and 1-0 games. It seems to be catching. I think the two trends this year are Tommy John surgery and teams can't hit. Those seem to be the two things that stand out the most.
Well,
along with replays.
You don't get to see Johnny Cueto, who may be the best pitcher in the world right now.
Yep.
He's untouchable. And the other thing is, can the Phillies lose again 3-0? That's my question.
They can lose 3-0. Homer Bailey's pitching tonight, and the way he throws, you never know. He could throw another no-hitter. But, yeah, I think they're glad they missed Johnny Cueto. But they really are having trouble hitting offensively. Chase Utley's been pretty good. He's hitting about .350. And Marlon Byrd's been okay. But a lot of their young guys are struggling. So they're really trying to find the right offensive mix. Because their starting pitching is generally pretty good.
Yeah, and Papelbon lit up Philadelphia the last weekend. He threw 21 pitches Friday and Saturday and then wanted Sunday off for general soreness. And Ryan Sandberg didn't take too kindly to that. You know how the Philly crowd is. A bunch of blue-collar guys don't want to hear from a guy making $15 million a year that after 21 pitches, he's got general soreness.
Yeah, I mean, it was even worse because, the day he couldn't pitch, I believe they threw Cole Hamels 133 pitches.
That's right.
And then if Antonio Bastardo came in the ninth and gave up a three-run lead. So that just aggravated the situation. And that's another issue with these guys. Their bullpen isn't very good. You know, so when they get a lead, Papelbon's been pretty good, but the guys around them are a little bit shaky. So the Phillies are one of those many teams muddling along in that 500 range. And, you know, I just don't think they have what it takes to get to the postseason. They're going to have to go on a run here, and it's just hard to envision.
All right. Hey, Jerry, thanks for taking the time. I know you're busy there. $1 million arm. You did a nice review of it, but you filled in the gaps as to what happened to these young people. So, folks, if you go online, Jerry Krasnick, ESPN.com. Jerry, thanks for being with us.
Right on, Jerry.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. That's Jerry Krasnick.
That's
did
good
a nice
stuff.
Job, didn't he?
Yeah, I need to go see the film. I was going to see Godzilla yesterday. I didn't. But now maybe this week I'll catch a matinee of $1 million arm.